Golden State Media Concepts social media podcast. Time to hashtag everything with
Mariano
and Pauline.
Hashtag Pauliano. We talk about all the fun, crazy stories on social media. From Instagram to Facebook, Twitter to Tumblr, or probably even Friendster. Join us each week as we explore the quirky side of social media. It's the Golden State Media Concepts social media podcast.
It's simple. It's simple, such a sad song. The one that we rely on to get us, to get us.
Hit it.
Doom, 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 doom.
Welcome back.
Doom, doom,
welcome back doom, to GSMC
doom,
social media doom, 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 news.
That sounded good.
Oh my gosh, we just did that. Look, dude.
Forget this. Let's go to Vegas.
Wrong profession. Wrong profession. So I'm Pauline.
I'm Mariano.
And we're your hosts for this, well, not just this episode, all your episodes.
Yeah, duh. Hashtag Pauliano. Don't be crazy.
Of GSMC social media news. And we are back. We did tell you guys in the last episode that we were going to try the GhostBot breakup app, and
yeah, we're still together because it didn't work.
It's it's a little bit of a complicated order. I'm trying.
Complicated order.
I'm trying to do it. I realize that you have to actually download the Burner app.
Yeah,
and GhostBot is like an add-on, which is cool because the Burner app, which I have learned, is it's like it gives you a fake number, mm-hmm. and you can like call from it, you can receive phone calls, text messages, all that, but you can like disconnect from people if you don't want to talk to them anymore. So like the creators were saying that you can use it like if you post like on Craigslist, eBay or something like that, or when you're out and about and you're giving a number you're not quite sure about the person and they might be like a little bit sketch or whatever, you're like, you just have just met them, so you don't want to give them like your real number or whatever. So that's that. And then
I don't know, do you like that though? Like, do you think this is a useful thing?
No, I think it's very practical, except for like you have to buy it. Like, you get a free 1 week trial.
I don't like
it. So you can try it. No, I do like it because when I'm like out and about, I don't want to give my free number. I mean, my real number out.
But then don't. Like, I think the reason I don't like it is because I feel like it doesn't let people learn the lesson of like, you don't want someone to have your number, then say no. Or if you are sketch about buying something on eBay, stop shopping on eBay. Like,
no, or like on Craigslist. Because like, or like, what's that other app? Let It Go. So some people can message you and like call you, but like if you're just like, if you're selling something.
Yeah, but then you put it there, you know? So ultimately it's your responsibility.
No, like, yeah, so it's like a safety. It's like a safety because then some people.
I don't know, but you call it a safety. I call it a scapegoat. Like, I think if you give someone your number and for whatever reason you no longer want them to have it, it's now your job and not someone else's to like, hey, stop messaging me. Stop calling me. I don't want to hear from you anymore. And I think that is character building for you and the other person, because the other person learns how to take a no.
But not just like relationship wise. Like, what if you like post it on Craigslist?
Then don't post it on Craigslist.
Yeah, but how are you supposed to get into contact with people?
Craigslist,
like, it's like a business. Like, no, you can email people, yeah. But then eventually you're gonna have to get them your number if you're going to like meet up someplace. You can't just be like emailing back and forth in the parking lot of Chick-fil-A.
I've met dog clients through like email, and then once we meet in person, I'll give them my phone number.
Well, maybe because I'm a girl, I just feel like that's just uncomfortable.
I understand that, but you know, but at the same time, for me, it's uncomfortable that people now have one. Like, everyone talks about the whole like, oh, people don't know how to say no these days, or like everyone's entitled these days. I think this is why, because if I'm texting a girl and then like I find out somehow that it's just like a bot, like there's no option for me to respond back to her. Not that I would, like, there's no option for the later like, oh, she just blew me off, but I still have her number. Like, I'm not gonna text her, but I could. Because those like little thoughts.
Yeah, but then some guys are creepy.
Yeah,
well,
some guys,
and girls too. I'm not going to just say just.
But
guys.
What I'm trying
girls
to say is
too.
Some people are creepy because they haven't learned that lesson yet. Like,
true.
You know, some people will try to be funny or petty or whatever, and try to like text you from other numbers or whatever it is, but it doesn't like yield anything. And then they'll learn, you know, but they won't learn if it's just like, oh, it's a fake number. Like, you know, nothing.
Yeah.
There's no like backlash. You know, it's like, whoop, fake number, next. Instead, if it's like, oh crap, they don't want to talk to me anymore, and they actually told me this because I kept talking to them, that sucks, but it's like a humbling experience.
But then like sometimes people like harass others.
I understand that, but this, what I'm saying is, this isn't going to help that. Like, to me, this is like aspirin. Like, it takes away the feeling of a headache, but you still have a headache. Does that make sense? Like, yeah, I guess. It's not going to help the people get any smarter, any better, like socially.
Yeah, but it's not my, I don't know. I feel like from my point of view, it's just like a little bit safer, like from like a girl's point, like if you don't like want to give out your real number at first, or but then also on the app, it says like you can use it for other dealings. So like, it doesn't have to just be for personal reasons. It can be for like work or whatever, because it is like something that you can like keep. So like you can have it be like your number.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you just like subscribe to it,
you know,
and then no. Yeah, I get that, too. And then it can also just be. Like, whatever, you don't have to, like, keep it and things like that. So, I mean, it's whatever. But the ghost bot thing has not worked.
Yeah, we're still together.
I put Mariano's number in. So I got the burner app, and I also did the add-on with ghost bot. So I don't know if it's, like, going to kick in and it's, like, going to send you something later. If it does, we'll let you guys know.
If it does, yeah, I'll post it on Twitter. Whatever. If it sends me anything, I'll, like, screenshot
it. Right. So far... it's not working.
No, I just checked.
It could be a user error. It could be me just not knowing what I'm doing. So that was that. It is kind of cool. That's just if something that you want, then great. If not, that's fine too. So moving on from a ghost bot, another cool thing that's happening. Another fake thing that happened, since we're going to be talking about people being fake right now, is PBS for 4th of July plays like a 4th of July like celebration, and like they it's for like people if you don't go out for 4th of July, or even if you did and you come back, and you can watch the fireworks at the Capitol.
Right.
So it's kind of cool. People do that. I know for like New Year's, people will watch TV and see like all the fireworks around the world and things like that. Well, PBS has just been getting a little bit of backlash on social media because people realized that it was a fake telecast that they were passing on as being like live, but it wasn't live because people that were like in DC were like, it's cloudy here. Like, this is not what's happening. Like, I'm watching one thing, like I'm seeing one thing on TV, but that's not what's happening really outside.
I don't know if that's such a big deal. Like, people know everything you watch is not like live. Like, you know, they, they have to edit it and make sure nobody like cusses or anything in it.
True.
So it's, does that really matter? Like, have you ever seen those things or like those New Year kind of countdowns?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't they record those like a month in advance? And they like,
probably,
you know, so it's,
like, I just think it's kind of funny because I mean, I don't really care.
Yeah. I mean,
because like if you're watching fireworks on TV, who cares?
Who cares? I know.
Yeah. It's literally just fireworks.
I just think it's hilarious
that people, it was trending. Like, it was on Twitter. It was trending. That's how I found out about it. And people were just like, I don't think anybody was truly like outraged, but they're just like,
well, they don't have the
PBS
right.
just like, finessed us.
In my opinion, though, like nobody has the right to be outraged. Like, PBS doesn't owe you live fireworks. Like, take it or don't take it. Watch another channel. You know, like,
true.
But my true. Point though is like, what do you care? Unless you're there and you don't get to like light the fireworks. Yeah, sure. But you're watching it on TV. Obviously, you have nothing better to do. Like, you know, as it. But no, but my point is like, what difference does it make is what I'm trying to say.
No, yeah. And honestly, I just think it was hilarious because people were, it was enough for it to get trending. So a lot of people were discussing it.
People have too much free time.
And PBS even put out like a statement, but their statement was that.
Please tell me they apologized.
Yes, they but they were saying basically like the reason why they did it was because the weather that day.
Sweet.
Was so bad that even if they were doing like a live broadcast of it, you wouldn't have been able to see. So they put a bunch of different clips from years previous,
and that's
to
fair.
Create a celebration.
So that's why I don't get, like, why would you be upset about that? I don't get it. You didn't miss out on anything, you know.
True.
If anything, now you can watch the 4th of July celebration and still actually do your own 4th of July, so it's kind of better.
Yeah.
You know? Like, if I go back right now and watch it on YouTube, I'm not going to be like, oh, this is so fake. YouTube is not live. This, you know, like, who cares?
Right, you right. know? So that was that. That's
you're not
PBS.
Even listening to us live. Like, you know, it's
true.
It's weird.
But I don't know. I mean, so that was that. PBS just, you know, did what they had to do. Because I'm sure, I mean, either way, they would have been getting, people would have been upset. Because then if it was so cloudy and like whatever was the weather that people couldn't see it, then people would have been mad about that too. People are just always cranky.
People are amazing. I know.
Especially on social media. People are just always cranky.
I'm telling you, social media is the worst of humanity. Like, you want to see the worst people have ever been? YouTube video comments.
Trolls.
Exactly.
People like, call I've seen, them trolls.
You look up like a video of like a baby laughing with his mom having a great old time, and then look at the YouTube comments.
Yeah, people just find terrible. Mean things yeah. to say. So we're going to cut to a break real fast.
Exactly. I'm too upset because I didn't get my phone as it was being built. So.
Oh.
Come on, people.
We're gonna cut to a break, and when we come back, we're going to discuss some other things that's been happening in the social media world. And yeah, we'll be right back.
Yeah.
All right.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
And we're back.
We are back.
I know you guys missed us from that break.
Yeah, mostly me and you.
No, yeah, really. I missed you.
I missed you.
I know.
You know, I'm waiting for you to break up, and this is a terrible, like...
I know, the ghost spot is not working, yeah, like...
I'm just waiting to get punched in the face with a big, like, with a big you suck.
I just want to know, is it going to just say, like, bye, thanks, this is fun, or is it going to say the number you have contacted is no longer in service?
What
Please
if it,
try
what
again,
if it was
never.
Something, what if it was something, like, funny, but in, like, a mean way?
Oh, yeah.
You know, like a meme.
Like...
What if it's, like, a Madea meme that's, like, sugar, you know, I'll care about you no more, so we're just done, like... I'm wondering, you know, because...
Yeah, like, how is it going to do it?
Yeah.
And so, well, it did say on the app, like, you know, like, when you go on the iTunes store, like, it gives, like, a short description. It was saying that depending on, like, the time of the day and stuff like that, it'll say different things. So I guess it does have, like, a few different responses.
I'm telling you, it's going to be so automated. It's going to be like, good evening, Mariano. this person... Pauline does not want to speak to you any like you know it's gonna be something
yeah,
but in text form.
So that's that. Well, if we ever figure out how to use GhostBot, we'll let you guys know.
Yeah.
Because I really, really need to know what's gonna happen.
I know.
I'm
curious.
So speaking, since we're talking about, we've been talking a lot about couple stuff and
seriously,
relationships,
huh?
But yeah. This past week was International Kissing Day, which
I did not partake in.
Did
sadly.
Not either. that was some day that I had to skip.
Yep, that's because I spent 2 days on National Chocolate Day for me.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and the next day was National Chocolate Day. So
see,
like
for
if,
me, it was like National Chocolate Day Eve was the day before.
I feel like every day
I had a pregame
is National or International Something Day.
It is. Yeah. There's
but
like
are they like
day.
Official? They're not official days.
I don't know.
Literally, I think just on social media.
Well, what is official? Like, is there like an official day registry somewhere where you can kind of?
Yeah, like national holidays and federal holidays.
But like, where is it written? You know that these are official. Like, I understand what you're saying.
No, yeah, there is. It's somewhere in the government because I know like states because like
it's somewhere
some
hidden
states,
deep within the Pentagon.
Some
the
states
room.
Have different days that are like just state holidays
yeah.
that other states won't like celebrate. Like,
like National California is overpopulated day.
No. And then there's also like federal holidays. Like those are usually days like that everybody,
yeah, everybody gets off.
Yeah. Yeah, like 4th of July.
I don't. I work at a hotel and we you know, cuz people have to stay every
yeah.
day.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's interesting. I wonder like wouldn't that be awesome? Doesn't that sound like imagine Tom Cruise breaking into the Pentagon, you know? And like finding the holiday
like
room.
A trove
yeah.
of just days.
Imagine like little sections like the movie.
Who writes them? Like you're just a keeper of the days.
What if there's like an old man in there, like a clerk, you know, or a woman, sorry, 2016. But like a clerk and they're just typing away at like, you know, okay,
the days.
Christmas trees will be shaped like this and they will smell like this. Now,
oh,
Halloween
yeah.
costumes would look like this and the candy will taste like this. That'd be
Who
cool.
Who just makes it?
Do you remember The Nightmare Before Christmas? Like all the mm-hmm. doors to the different like holidays?
Yeah.
What
yeah,
if that's
yeah, yeah.
true?
hey, I mean,
let's open the chocolate day door out. Chocolate day hang door. Out in there all day.
I know. They just have national holidays for everything. I honestly think it's because people on social media want to like post a picture.
Yeah.
Kissing like their boyfriend or girlfriend. Yep. And then chocolate day for all of us that weren't kissing our boyfriends or girlfriends can mm-hmm. just drown our sorrows in chocolate day. And then
exactly.
puppy day.
Shoot, I do it all year. Like, to me, it's like training for the
every
Super Bowl.
Every day is chocolate day. Which is,
chocolate day, I'm like ready to go.
So that
hashtag
was
no days off.
Kind of like, so that's been this week. A little bit of fun this week. I'm sure there's something national day today that mm-hmm. I'm missing out on.
We should start doing that. Next like podcast, we'll start whatever day that is, we'll
do something.
We'll reference it, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I still have to do my challenge.
Yep, the shoulder.
I have some challenges that I'm going to post on Twitter at @GSMC_SMedia. So you guys can check those out. I don't have any chocolate. I don't have anybody to kiss. Like this week, I've been batting all zeros.
Ooh, what if we kiss chocolate?
Okay, yeah.
I'm such a genius sometimes.
Look at you. I know. Problem solver, critical thinker.
Oh, mom, be proud of me.
Yes. Complicated order, just simplified.
I know. That's
no problem.
We should make that a meme.
So, other things I have been going around in social media, another hashtag that was just started this 4th of July. So just this week
okay.
was hashtag wear the swimsuit.
And oh, yeah. You were telling me about this.
Yeah. Okay. So this started just this week by Jennifer Weiner and Weiner.
Either way, it's bad.
Okay, so Miss Jennifer, excuse me, she is actually an author and yeah. she's a best-selling author. And she posted on her Instagram a picture of her, and she looks really cute in the picture in her bathing suit and with this long rant about how women especially, but I know that some guys can be insecure as well. So like, I don't want to like say that guys don't feel this way too, mm-hmm. but encouraging, especially like moms and things like that to just wear the swimsuit and to take the picture, like posting a picture in it, no matter like what it is, and just feeling, you know, like more secure
yeah.
in your body. And I know that this comes up like every summer.
Yeah. And it's fine. Like, you know, mm-hmm. I don't know if I know, like I'm pretty close to being alone in this, but I'm one of those people that like, I appreciate battle scars. So like, mm-hmm. if a woman who has kids has like stretch marks and whatever, I don't think that that's gross. I mean, I think it's just proof that you've had a kid. There's nothing wrong with
right.
that.
Right. Yeah. It's just what like, your body does.
I've seen stretch marks in like, I have some like right around my like shoulders right mm-hmm. here. Because if my shoulders are getting bigger and like my skin is stretching out.
Right.
I don't think it's hideous. I just think it's like, oh, well, that's something that happens. It's like saying I'm right. out in the sun and I got darker. It's like, oh, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you mean you can't stay super light while being in the sun? It's like, right. no. Like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't consider it a bad thing.
And that is, I think that some people are starting to like slowly start thinking that way
yeah,
and like
up.
Appreciating. And I think that it's like how you said, opening up because, and I think this is kind of like her, she's been on like Good Morning America talking about this and things too. It's kind of like her take on it is just, like it's just life. And if we actually like talk, like, because, okay, what I'm trying to say is a lot of time on through like the media and things like that, we're only shown pictures of like,
mm-hmm.
What society is saying is the most ideal,
the ideal like
look yeah. and the ideal body,
but that's true of men too, though.
Even yeah, just in general, you know, men and women, and even kids now are like,
oh, I know, and dogs and everything. Like yeah, like,
yeah,
you see pictures of like a really well lit like
yeah,
lab retriever.
There's been because like there's a boutique called Jack and Jill, and like their kids advertisements. I'm like, okay, this little 4-year-old looks like a 13-year-old, and.
Yeah.
That's inappropriate. Like, I to me, is inappropriate. It's okay to look your like a 4-year-old kid.
I don't know if I'd go as far as like inappropriate, but I'm like, you know, in reality, this little 4-year-old kid smells like ketchup, and like,
yes,
they like eat Legos.
Never look
and,
like that. Yeah. I'm like, whatever. But anyways, so just in general, so through advertisements, through TV, through the internet, we're told that like bodies are supposed to be smooth all the time. Like,
yeah.
girls were supposed to be like completely hairless. We're supposed to be able to, because like, you don't want to be that girl that's only ordering the salad. So you're supposed to be able to eat, but still stay stick skin. Like they're stick skin, stick thin. So there's a lot of that too. But it's like how you were saying, like opening up, like not everybody is going to look like that. And even some
right.
of the people that we think look like that don't.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is evolution. There's variance to everything. Not everyone's going to look the same. But it's just, I don't know. I just
I'm like, if you have hairy arms, like, who cares?
Yeah, right.
I mean, hairy arms, like, whatever.
I know. People, if you smell like ketchup, who cares, right?
I mean, ketchup is great. I prefer mustard, but whatever. I love mustard.
See, you are not the ideal human.
Like, on my cheeseburger, mustard on your cheeseburger, yum.
Ew. Yum.
We have this thing in California here called In-N-Out.
Oh, In-N-Out's the best. Oh, my gosh,
yes. You can get In-N-Out animal style, and it has, like, mustard in it on your cheeseburger. That's gross. Delicious. No pickles. Get animal style. No pickles.
Get a number one with grilled onions and a milkshake.
Ooh, you know you can mix the milkshakes?
Uh-huh.
In-N-Out is actually pretty good. If you guys have never had it, I feel really bad for you. It's great. But so that's what Jennifer...
Really bad for you. It's great.
It is great. And so if you ever get the opportunity to come to California...
Exactly. Then wear the, you know, the two-piece little swimsuit.
Yeah, wear your swimsuit.
Yeah, and then show off your little food baby because...
And eat your cheeseburger and enjoy yourself. Exactly. Like, whatever. Best of both worlds. You're just tearing up a cheeseburger... You're dipping in the pool.
I should get, like, arrested for the way I tear up cheeseburgers.
Seriously. So that's been that. A lot of people have been, you know, adding to her hashtag and posting. So it's been, like, a really positive thing.
That's
a lot
good.
Of women are participating in it. It is good. It's one of those things that...
I just think it's unreal. Like, I'm just tired of the unrealistic. Like, I like the realism. I like that she's pushing realism.
Yeah.
So it's like, look, you know, human bodies are going to look this way, right? Like, you know, as much as people may think it sucks, you can't, like, have your cake and eat it too, in the sense that, like, everybody wants a model wife.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure having children takes a toll on you because children are annoying and they, you know.
No, yeah. And women die from having children.
That's what, like, I'm saying.
It's a crazy, yeah.
That's what, like, it can't be easy. So you can't expect her to look it the same way. You know, it's like sending you to battle and then come back looking exactly the same. Like, it's not going to happen, you know?
Mm-hmm. So, and that's, I think it's kind of cool and it's been encouraging. It's for young girls too, because now girls growing up nowadays, I thought it was hard when I was, like, growing up these last few, like the last decade, whatever. Mm-hmm. But now, like, with my niece, I'm seeing some of the things that she's, like, already concerned about. And it's like, girlfriend, you don't have to worry about that. She, you know, so there's just a lot of pressure, I think,
ever, because you're not allowed to date ever.
Yeah. Well, and just in general, like, how she looks, like, she gets her eyebrows done and she's only 13, which is totally fine. Like, whatever. But I didn't start getting my eyebrows done until, like, I went to, like, senior ball. So, you know, and I know times are different and girls are different. My preference is different than hers. I'm more of a tomboy when it comes to my style, but just things like that. It's really not that big of a deal when you're so young.
It's not. I'm telling you, it's just realism. Like, if a girl, like, this is what I care about. I completely believe that appearance says a lot about you.
Mm-hmm.
So, but hear me out before, okay?
No, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I think it's great to look good because it sends a right message. And people can disagree consciously, but subconsciously, if you're walking around the streets and someone, you know, that's looking what you consider grungy asks you to borrow your phone, you're kind of like, eh.
Right.
And if some really well put together person, man or woman, asks you for the same thing, you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, it really does play a difference.
Yeah.
You know.
They look safer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I also believe in this. I'll put it this way. My ex, she was beautiful, like, you know, naturally.
Mm-hmm.
So if she ever got done up, great. And if she ever didn't get done up and was, like, laying around the house, like, sick or something, great.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to expect you to look this way. That's, you know, this is what reality is, you know.
Yeah.
And, like, sorry to break it to people, but if we went to the gym, she would smell. Like, so would I. But, you know, but my point is real, you know, like, certain things are... They're human, you know. It. Some people have this weird idea of, like, yeah, girls don't. Have you ever heard those things? Like, girls don't sweat. Girls don't whatever. Like, girls, you know. I'm like, really?
We sparkle.
You yeah. No, you don't. You sweat. Like, you know, and it's
yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that, though. Is
it
what
is
I'm saying.
Okay.
You know, like,
it is.
It's okay. But people have this weird idea. Like, no, it's you're a human being. Like, think of how much you stink, how much you suck sometimes.
Yeah.
Now, just picture you as a girl. That's exactly the same thing. You know?
Yeah. So we're going to cut it to a break. But that is, I think, like how you're saying, it is a good movement. It's
hashtag
just,
keep it 100.
It's a good it's a good thing if you sweat, because that means your body's working.
Exactly.
So if you didn't sweat, it'd be all bad. So when we come back, we have a little bit more to discuss, and keep it right here at the GSMC Social Media News Podcast.
Where we're keeping it 100.
100.
Check out the show that's built on the MMA. From the UFC to extreme cage fighting, they got the fights covered. Check out the GSMC MMA podcast. Get the latest news on past or upcoming fights. Join us as we talk to and about some of the biggest names in the MMA, past, present, and future. When it's the fight game, there's just one show to check out. GSMCpodcast.com/MMA-podcast. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
We're back.
We are back.
We're back, and we're going to be ending up this show already. I can't believe it's almost over. We're just getting started.
So let's just not end it. Let's just keep going.
We'll just keep going, okay. Talking for forever. Yeah. Forever.
Forever.
Oh, I love that movie, Sandlot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Forever. Oh, my God. I can watch that movie all day long.
Okay, we're not going to do this forever because we're going to go watch Sandlot. Like, bye, guys.
So, if you haven't seen Sandlot, watch it. It's great.
Yeah. If you haven't seen Sandlot, what's wrong with you?
No, they may not just, like, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I met a girl that has never seen Space Jam.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah? Like, it's just, have you seen Space Jam?
Yeah.
Okay, but no, but, like, she's literally my age, and she's never seen Space Jam. No,
that's fine, but she, you know, should be committed.
She's missing out on life.
She is.
Like, Space Jam's a classic.
In fact, I want to talk to her just to ghost spot her because she hasn't seen Space Jam.
How dare she? So naturally, I forced her to watch Space Jam.
Oh, good. Okay. You saved her life.
Did. Okay. I changed it for the better. You know, good deeds.
As you often do.
You know.
Yeah. Okay.
Acts of kindness. Yeah. Acts of kindness. If one just
Mother Pollyanna.
If one starts it, the next one, you know, just giving back to the community any way I can. So speaking of movies. There's two things that I want to say about movies. It's been 22 years since the premiere of Forrest Gump, another classic that people love. Ooh, yeah. That I think will be around for a very long time, of course.
Forever.
It's been 22 years and it doesn't seem like...
Forever. Well, it's a great movie. And Tom Hanks is such a good actor.
Yeah, it was really good. So that was... people were talking about that on social media. I know that... a lot of people, I'm sure, watched it.
Yeah.
I didn't have time to.
But you haven't seen Forrest Gump?
No. I have. I mean, just like that day.
What day?
That day. On this week, I believe it was Wednesday, was the premiere day. Yeah, but a lot of people were posting about that on social media. The other thing that a lot of people have been posting about in regards to movies is Iron Man. Iron Man is getting a whole new look.
Okay.
And... it's been official. They are in the works of starting a new comic. It's going to star a black female, and mm-hmm. she's 15, and she's basically like a super genius. Like, she's like a...
like Tony Stark?
Yeah. So...
is she going to be like Antoinette Stark? Like, do you know the name
of her? I don't. Oh, I need to look into that.
Or is the name going to be totally
but,
different?
So she's like not related to him. But then
she's going to be him.
They're going to basically what I found out through like the creator and like the writer and everything is that we are soon going to see how. What's his name? John Stark? Ron? What's Iron Man's name?
Tony.
Yeah. Sorry, I was thinking of Game of Thrones. So Tony, we're going to see how he gives up being Iron Man.
Oh,
that's coming.
Oh, so she's like the new, she's like the Robin.
She's like coming, and it's been announced, and so we're gonna see how that comes up. I'm pretty excited to see how they're gonna make this work.
Okay.
The creator is really excited about it. He said that she may be in some future like Civil War movies,
like Avenger movies.
Mm-hmm. And things like that. So
you know what? When you first told it to me, like, I'm not sure how I felt about it.
Right.
But that actually sounds kind of cool. Like, I can, if they put in, I thought you just meant they're rehashing the Iron Man story.
Oh, no. Yeah. So it's like kind of like a new, like.
So it's just continuing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And so a lot of people are kind of like indifferent about it. There's been a lot of mixed
feelings. What if it's
going to
be Rhodey's, Rhodey's daughter somehow?
So, yeah, we'll see.
You know, Rhodey, War mm-hmm. Machine? Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. what if.
So, and she's like, MIT is like the storyline of this character.
Okay.
And so it's really cool. It's going to be a really, because he wanted it to be like a really like modern day heroine. Yeah. So she, from what I've learned so far about this character, is that the character comes from a background where it's not so ideal, but through her intellect and through her hard work, she has gotten to... she's at MIT and everything, and then that's how she moves on to... I'm not quite sure she's going to make her own suit. I'm sure she needs a different suit. And
well, I mean, if
a woman's suit.
Yeah, she's a genius. I thought Iron Man was going to make it for her as like a mentor.
Yeah, see, that's where I'm not quite sure. Yeah,
we'll see. But actually, I went from like not being excited to being excited.
Yeah, it's a really cool, interesting thing. A lot of people are like, what the heck? Because one, she's female. Two, she's black.
No,
and she's young.
No,
but then,
I don't care about female. I don't care about black.
Yeah.
I was like, why is she 15? And like, not even because, like, nothing wrong with female, black. But even if it was another, like, white male adult, like,
right.
I'm like, why are they rehashing Iron Man?
Yeah.
But if they're not rehashing, if it's just continuing the story, then I'm in.
So it's cool. So I think it'll be really cool. The creator, he's, like, really excited about it, of course. So it's going to be interesting how, you know, it develops and what we're going to learn with Tony and how he kind of like takes that step down. It's
nice.
Going to be.
Then he can hang out with Pepper Potts. I would.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. So that's been all over social media. There's already like some promo for it and things like that. So if you guys are interested in that, just look it up. It's going to be, I don't think they're changing the name at all. She's just Iron Man. I'm not sure. I don't know. Interesting, right? Like not Iron Maiden.
That's a band.
I know. That's like, what I'm saying. So it's like
Iron Woman.
I don't know.
Iron Girl. I don't know.
Iron Girl.
Well, she's 15. Is she a girl?
She's 15.
Not yet a woman.
But that's kind of like weird. Iron Girl.
Well, maybe again. I don't know this, but maybe it's because he's gonna like mentor her. So you know, he's creating
how
new...
she's going to like blossom
exactly
into Iron Woman.
Into Iron whatever she exactly. Yeah.
So that's going to be kind of cool for all of us that are going to be interested in that. I mean, I think it'll get a lot of different viewers interested in watching. I know that they already have a really strong
I can see a lot of comic nerds. Base, yeah, I can see a lot of comic nerds being against it, you know?
Yeah, I think that's a lot of like the true diehards. Yeah,
Well, let me not say nerds, but like a lot of comic readers.
Mm-hmm.
I can see them being like, wait a minute, this wasn't anywhere in the last episode of what I read. Like, you know,
so, no, yeah.
So what? You know,
I think that is what...
We're moving forward.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be interesting is how that community takes it. But I mean, who knows? If they do it correctly, then, you know, it might be good.
Yeah, I have a feeling with the way they've been handling all these Marvel movies,
they've
been doing it good. Like, they've been casting it and directing it really well, so... I'm excited. I will watch this.
There has been a lot of changes, though, so that's kind of cool.
Again, if they do it right, nice.
Why not, right? So, of course, we cannot end this episode without me sharing a bear story.
Oh, man.
I feel like there's just so much happening with bears.
Quickly becoming unbearable.
I love it, though.
I just wanted to say that, actually.
Okay, so I found out that there is a man who punched a bear twice. In the face. Like, basically, he fought a bear.
In a bear-like face.
And he got away. Like, he got away. He barely had... he had a few scratches on his face. But that's basically, like, it. And he was even saying that he was able to, like, fight this bear because, like, he knew about bears. Like, he was saying, like, most bears are right-handed.
Did you hear about
this? Yeah, like, he knows, like, how to fight bears, basically. But I don't think he was, like, purposely fighting a bear. I think he was getting attacked.
Was there a video?
There may have been. He's a man in Canada.
I think I saw
this. It happened in Canada.
Was it recent or was it a while back? Because
pretty recent.
Oh, well, then there was this other bear. There was this guy that was like an ex-Marine or something.
Oh.
Oh, no. He scared the bear. Like, this bear was – his dog was like barking outside, freaking out.
Right.
And this guy runs outside and like scares a bear away. And when the people came to do his story like for the news
–
he was the, like, biggest OG on the planet.
Oh, really?
You know, he had those, like, Marine sayings. He's like, you know, he was like, the bear that scares me hasn't been born yet, and its mama's already dead, which pretty much means it's not going to exist.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm like, man, this guy is like...
Okay. So he just not a, just fearless.
Exactly. He can smoke all day because cancer must be afraid of him. Like, you know...
Yeah, just all-around tough guy, like, to the bone.
Punching a bear? What are you, like, what thought process? Like, oh, the stupid bear.
I don't know. I guess, well, but then I guess if you, the human body, or, like, just as a human, fight or flight,
As a human, that man is a success. Like, we
honestly, you know, I would probably,
as a human being, this man
lose all bodily function, and just pass out. Just,
you see what I'm saying? But like, so as a human, that'd be a failure. Like, no offense, but
no, I'm out. Like, I'm just gonna be like, take me like, out.
But in nature, this human would evolve into better humans because he punched a bear in the face.
So I don't know if that's just like his thing. Like,
good job,
he just,
Canada.
Like,
I bet he's fearless. A hockey player.
So
he's like, hey, you hoser. Like,
but then again, yeah, because people do like really weird things. I don't know. I don't suggest. Do not. Actually, I don't.
Well, don't just
suggest,
like.
I
don't just like go punching
don't
poor
punch
bears.
A bear. Don't actually taunt any animal.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah. Unless you're Canadian and you know you can handle it, but
no, it's still even then, don't do it. So that's going to wrap up our episode, this episode of the Social Media News Podcast. Just always be kind to everything, everyone.
Yeah, no,
if just, you're down to go swimming, jump in that swimsuit, jump in the pool, let it go. Enjoy yourself. Don't miss out on anything because you're self-conscious. It's okay. If somebody has a problem with it.
Yeah, punch him in the face like that man punched the bear. Exactly.
No, don't punch them. Just, I mean, forget just a quick it. Like, two-piece. Who cares? Just do your thing. Enjoy it. You know.
Yeah.
Iron Man is going to be a woman now.
Exactly.
Like, anything is possible.
That's what I said on the, you know, the health and wellness when you weren't here and I was I was cold and alone.
Oh.
Was like, don't worry too much about what other people think. It's a mistake. You have to live your life.
Yeah. Do you?
That's a new saying for me from now on. Punch the bear. Just do it. It's like Nike. Punch the bear.
Just do it. Yeah. Just
punch
do
the bear.
It. You
yeah.
know. Who cares? Another thing you can just do is listen to us at gsmcpodcast.com,
right.
iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud. Also, you could tweet us, talk to us, look at our pictures, look at my crazy videos that I'm going to be posting this weekend of...
Let's go punch a bear and record it.
Definitely not. He's definitely going to have to do that one by himself.
Your face was like, no.
No. At @GSMC_S Media is the Twitter handle. So you can talk to us there. Pollyanno, out.
Out.
Out. Wait.